Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, a warm welcome to Atena Max Racist. I shall out with your clock at 23 minutes past 11. Focusing this morning on your 6 month purpose deep dive course, and that has nothing to do with swimming or diving, believe me, listeners, but it has to do with our motivational speaker, that is Jamaluddin Khan, being in studio with us this morning. He is an internationally acclaimed thought leader and professional speaker and leadership coach as well. So for the past 20 years, he has worked with youth entrepreneurs, international corporations, as well as non-profit organizations globally as well. Jamaluddin, assalamu alaikum to you, and indeed a warm welcome.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, shukr for asking. It's lovely to have you back with us in Syria, and I see you doing quite well as well.
Alhamdulillah.
Jamaluddin, I've introduced, you know, speaking about your 6 month purpose deep dive course, it has nothing to do with swimming at all
nothing
or diving,
at all.
Isn't it? And we often find that we drown, you know, if we don't have purpose, or if we don't have a goal, or we don't know how or what it is that we want to do, and how we, you know, tackle something and not able to pursue that, unfortunately, up until the end.
Yes, so many people struggle with finding meaning in their lives. So what I find in my work is that the older people get, the more this starts to bug them, and the more that they really try to grapple with, you know, why they were actually created as an individual human. So as Muslims, we know that we were created to worship Allah, but each of us have an individual purpose as well for what our lives mean and why we were specifically created.
Indeed. It is said that, you know, seeking knowledge is from the cradle to the grave, isn't it? So do you
Absolutely.
Find that, you know, when you, like you say, you know, many people struggling, and especially when they're in their 50s and 60s and thinking, what have I done with my life? Did I have purpose in life? Can I still pursue, you know, something to make me feel worthy or to achieve something in life?
Exactly. So I've had people over 60 years old cry.
That's interesting.
Yeah, cry in a coaching session with me, because they really battle with understanding the meaning of their lives. So our lives do have meaning, but most people don't understand what that meaning is. So there are events, good and bad, that happen in our lives. And once you have the tools, which inshallah I will teach on this course, these tools will help you actually to make sense of everything that has happened.
Just a question. You speak about events, good and bad, in our lives. But the moving on is what is important. And the moment that we're living in is you know, very important as well. Do you find it's because we always harp on the bad, or what we did not achieve, or, you know, that what happened in the past, too much, instead of, you know, just living in the moment and looking at what can be done, what can I still do?
Absolutely. So I said good and bad, but actually it's all good. Right? So the good we recognize as good, that's fine. The bad, though, is seemingly bad, but it's not bad, because our Creator does not wish bad for us. So everything that is seemingly bad is actually for our benefit, once we understand the meaning of that event. So, you know, you mentioned about letting go. There are people that live for a decade, or 2 decades, or 3 decades, with baggage from their past, because they're still suffering from that, because they haven't been able to move on.
So when we speak about moving on, we're obviously speaking about this course, right? So first tell us a little bit more. I spoke about you, but I'm sure that, you know, you have a lot more to say about yourself, about who Jamaluddin is and why you have created, or should we say, this course, you know, that is so important.
So, alhamdulillah, I've been coaching for 10 years into 11 countries, which has given me a wide array of experience dealing with different types of people.
So just on that question, on that topic there, that you've mentioned in different you know, countries all over the world, does that mean you sit on one place and you can do it, or are you traveling a lot?
So I travel a bit, but a lot of it is done online as well. So
thanks to media, isn't it?
The internet is a wonderful thing. So my experience with people has obviously built over these years, working with many people. And then I've just come from Singapore, an event with Tony Robbins, an immersion event related to purpose and some other personal development things. And when I came back, I worked for a month to develop this course, based on what I learned in Singapore and also based on what I learned 10 years coaching people myself one-on-one. And so the course is to help people find their purpose, because people really do struggle. And the older you get, the harder it becomes to deal with this. So I was on the radio last week, and a lady sent a text message saying she's had a very tough life, a very bad marriage, and she's now 70. And she wants to know, can I still start over, right? And that's really sad. That's tragic. That breaks my heart. But these are the things that people are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. So this course is to help them find that meaning in their lives.
Doesn't matter at what age you find it, as long as you find it and you find not just your purpose, but you know, you get rid of that baggage, that's important.
Absolutely. And for the parents listening, I will highly recommend that you send your kids to this event, as long as they're above 17 years old. So I don't deal with kids younger than 17. But if they're 17, send them, because the earlier they get to grips with this, the better. And what I haven't mentioned yet is that I struggled myself with my own purpose for 10 years. It was a very difficult period for me to actually understand why I was created. And you know, I went through a whole process. There's videos online where I talk about this. And I don't want it to take 10 years for everyone. So I've built this course to help people find their purpose in 6 months, basically.
So we often find, you know, children 17 and old, and I think even when we speak about 17 to 30, you know, it's a period where you're finding yourself. You want to know what my purpose is. If I study this or that, how is it going to benefit me? Many times people find, you know, they've been encouraged, go and study this, go and study that, because you're going to make a lot of money. You know, money is one thing, chasing the money, but is it going to bring you fulfillment? Is it going to bring you happiness? Let's speak about that.
So I'm very glad you mentioned the word fulfillment, because that's a very large component of my work. So you have on the one hand the science of success, and you have on the other hand the art of fulfillment. Right? So a science leaves trails and it's replicable. So you have many people, so for example, celebrities who are successful because they followed the science, they followed the pattern, but they're unfulfilled. So Robin Williams is a very classic example of that. Someone who was very successful, loved by many, but did not love himself enough. And he committed suicide because he lacked the art of fulfillment. So this is a key thing that we focus on in this course. And if you look at a little kid, 3, 4, 5, 6 year old kid playing, for example, with a puzzle, and they're getting somewhere, the puzzle is almost complete. And in our mind, we see that and we say, okay, they're almost at the point of success. But often you'll see them just drop the puzzle and go and do something else. Why? Because they're not focused on the science of success. They're focused on the art of fulfillment. That's why kids hop from one activity to the next, because they simply want to be happy. So when we're adults,
so just
we
a question
lose that.
There, when you're saying they simply want to be happy, so we should not deter them by going and pursuing something else, because many times people say, you know, when you leave something undone, it's because you are hyperactive, you ADHD or ADD, whatever.
So
here we see something completely different.
So ADHD is a real thing, like depression is, etc., and these various mental illnesses. However, many of the experts, and myself included, will say that most people diagnosed with ADHD are actually just pursuing things that are not high in their value system, right? So you say a kid cannot concentrate in a class, but put him in front of a video game and he can concentrate for 12 hours, meaning he does have the capacity to concentrate, but it depends on what he's actually doing, right? So so we as adults, as we grow up, we lose this art of fulfillment. So I have a lady that, for example, signed up for the course yesterday. She's a dietitian and she has a PhD. She's extremely successful, but she's very unfulfilled, and she's been grappling with this for many years now. And she knows that she's not on the path that she was meant to be. So she's coming on this course to actually find herself.
Can I ask you something? Is it possible then that, you know, one can have a place within yourself where you promise yourself something? And every now and then when you feel you, of course, you go back to that place to revisit, to ask yourself, what is it that I've promised myself back then? Am I on this path? How far have I gone off? What is it going to take me to come back onto that path of promise, that promise that I made myself?
So when we're young, we promise ourselves many things. We have dreams when we're young. And we often let those things go because of external influence. And it often leads us to be unhappy. So, unfortunately, and without criticism, many parents are to blame for this. Because they steer their kids in certain directions that is not necessarily the direction that the kid actually wants to go. And so... I speak to a lot of doctors and engineers, and these professionals that we have a high regard for, many of them are unhappy because they actually don't want to be there. But they've built a life around that, so they feel stuck there. And so it's a very tragic situation, and part of my work is to show people that there's a way out.
When you speak about that way out, and I think here we speak about that commitment to oneself as well, that promise to oneself. As you said, you know, many times you lose track of that promise that you made to yourself because you might find a life partner, you might find, you know, you want to, because that person is successful, maybe this is the thing that I should be doing, and not knowing that he might be happy in it, but you might not be happy in it. Why fulfill somebody else's dream when yours is more important than his?
What you've just said is what I describe as living in someone else's values. So someone else has a value on a particular thing, like being a doctor, and now you live within that values and you don't live within your own values. And that leads to misery, right? So a lot of people, when they're older, they're filled with regret, right? And that's in stark contrast to a young kid who's filled with hope.
Yes.
So we have all this hope when we're young, and when we're old, we have all this regret. So what happened in the middle, right? What went wrong? So sadly, as parents, this is not something that parents know enough about. This is not something that is taught in schools, like many other things. Mm. And so people have this void, and so they're simply going through life, being influenced, consciously and subconsciously, and they end up in a place where they know they don't belong.
Jamaluddin, just a question, and especially for parents that will enroll their children for this course with you, and we're looking at fulfillment, you know, which is a very big word.
It's a broad area
as well. So obviously when you enroll your child for this, be mindful that change is going to come about. Your child is going to be more outspoken. He's going to be, and I think sometimes this is something that we need as parents, we need to keep in mind as well, because sometimes when children become too outspoken, we say, you're rude, you're this, you're that, so we label our children, and labeling is something that's been coming on for a long time within our community.
So yes, labeling is extremely bad. Equally, I'm very much against putting people in a box, right? Mm-hmm. Very similar to labeling. And parents, I believe the role of a parent is to facilitate, not to dictate. So children need to find their own path, and it's often not the path that the parent wants, and that's okay. So you can guide, encourage, and motivate the child, but you cannot dictate what the child should do. You should facilitate, right? So alhamdulillah, that's what my parents did. I was never directed in any direction, but my parents provided facilitation for whatever I thought I needed to do, and that's how I found my path.
Jamaluddin, coming to the course, you've mentioned 17 and older. How older, you know, when you say older, can you register?
So there's no age limit on the top end. So, for example, the lady that inquired that wants to do the course at 70, I said to her, inshallah, Allah will let her live till 100.
Ameen.
So she has 30 years left. And that's a long time. Right? So we don't know how long we will live. We have to do the best with what we have, and we have to have hope for our future. And the subject of purpose, like other things, has a generational effect. So when parents are miserable and they're filled with regret, they actually pass that down to their kids. And their kids pass that down to their kids. So I'm trying to reverse some of these negative cycles, because it has generational effect. So if the parent is happy, the parent is content, the parent is fulfilled, that actually filters down to the children as well.
So let's speak about registration and when the course will be taking place and the duration thereof.
So many of the listeners will know me from social media. So I've been promoting this course for the last 3 weeks. The course does start this Friday, right? So for the BOC listeners specifically, it's a small time frame, but it starts this Friday, and people can register online. And what I will do, because the website address is easy to make a mistake with, you know, the different letters, so I'll give my phone number.
Okay.
And then people can WhatsApp me or text me, and I will respond, reply with the website address, and then they can go, inshallah, online. They can read all the detail, because obviously in this show we cannot go through all the specifics on the course, but it is on the website. Then they can go and read up there, and inshallah, sign up. And so what I want to offer, so there are three packages that people can find on the website. Inshallah, what I will offer for VOC listeners is that the first 20 people who register, I'll give them, inshallah, 50% off. So that's a huge discount for the first 20 people that register from BOC. So all they have to do is, when they register on the website, there's a portion where it asks for a discount code. Just write BOC as the discount code in there.
That's amazing. Give us the addresses there that people can follow.
So I'll give you my number.
Please.
And then you know, I'll text the website address, because it's a bit complicated. Okay. So the number is
076
2778.
2778. Just a question.
Sure.
So we often look at what the outcome is, and people would want to know, you know, transformation takes time.
Yes.
Like, you know, damages takes time, transformation takes time,
yes,
as well. So we're not looking for a quick fix here. We're looking at a gradual change. And when we speak about this, you've mentioned earlier, you'll provide them with tools. You're not going to change them. Tell us about that. How important that is to have that understanding.
So yes, that's extremely important. So the success of the course is dependent on the effort made by the person that participates. So I've done my job. Putting this course together, putting the material together, I've done my job. So everyone who participates, if they do their job, inshallah, the 6 months will lead them to a place where they actually understand their purpose and things become clarified for them. And it is 6 months because I wanted to space out the different subjects that we'll cover. And so I wanted to space it out in 6 months rather than 6 days, because these are heavy topics that we'll deal with. They'll be
so
difficult.
Implementation is important,
yes,
as well.
And lots of reflection and lots of introspection. So it is 6 months, but I do know it's November, going into December, people are taking a holiday, people are going away maybe. It will not be that time consuming, and it's all online anyway, so people will be able to fit it into their holiday activities. I myself, inshallah, will be going on a bit of a break, but I will still be able to facilitate this course. So it's not that much time consuming. It's spread out over time so that people can actually grasp the different concepts that we'll cover.
Indeed. Our listeners, this is Jamaluddin in studio with us this morning, speaking about the 6 month purpose deep dive course happening online. With him, you can can make contact with him at 07-660-427-778, and he'll send you that link as well. All you need is data to connect to the course as well.
Yes, inshallah, that's all they need, yes.
We want to wish all the success. Shukran for being in studio with us. What a motivation this morning as well, Jamaluddin. Always, alhamdulillah. Mafin to our listeners, you can follow him on social media as well. Jamaluddin,
shukran so
final
much.
Final words from your side?
Final words from my side is that everyone deserves to be happy. So whether or not you do this course, strive to be happy. Live the life that is meant for you to live without any influence from anyone else. Be happy and inshallah strive for fulfillment.
Indeed. Shukran so much. All the success and assalamu alaikum to you.
Shukran alaikum. Salam wa rahmatullah.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.